Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. Let's go. Couple bitches wanna roll with the rider. I keep them flyer than the entire bitch. So I give them what they want. I'm the doctor with the tip and let me get your tummy tucked, fool. I'm an asshole banking on cash flow. Rather get my eyes low and kick it with blind hoes. I kick it, no truck, no. I'm getting to the money and I'm burning like AIDS throat. And you looking for that big shit. I put you on so your niggas won't mistake it. Smoke a whole zip, we getting crazy, babe. Fucking bad bitches, town to town on the interstate. Meeting women with children that wanna bake cakes. I know I told you why they call me Heartbreak Chase. Man, what race? I'm first, second, third, fourth,
fifth.
I'm going in, nigga, I'm going in. Cause I just came out the huddle, baby. Oh, looking for trouble, I'm going in. Going in. Cause my money gon' double and I done maybe a couple. I'm going
up, let's go.
Like my credit card has been activated, right? I'm going places I ain't been before. Rodeo drive, I'm hitting every store. Like Louis Vuitton, hanging from the neck, I got a model shot. It cooked by the body from Bangladesh. She be more than my credit. I said, babe, who's your daddy? We can cruise the city all day. Oh, get some food from the Hard Rock Cafe. As long as you are with it, I will be up in it. I'm going in. Cause I just came out the huddle, baby. Oh, looking for trouble. I'm going in. Cause my money gon' double and I done maybe a couple. I'm going.
Let's go.
In the mood of getting more dope. I catch it in the sky, see me in the stars through the scope. Spoke doing it for these folks and these fucking jokes. Only for the sake of argument, we be the antidote. Mr. Ugly ENT, but it ain't that these niggas spoke. Up in this booth, it be this murder thing that I wrote. We in the huddle writing these plays and we cooking up this joke. Breaking out, moving downfield. Yeah, we on it if you know. So send me in, so go ahead, get them no. 16 of this purifying the ring, just smack them no. Team on the hip, just in case we gotta stack them hoes. Tie around my neck, flex with the Stacey Adams hoe. Not on your coach, be a lead, leading player. Like bloody me or you on your best day, I be that rayer. Since I be the truth, I need you niggas that's the dayer. You can ask some DMV if you're looking for the mayor. I'm going in. Cause I just came out the huddle, baby. Oh, looking for trouble, I'm going in. Cause my money gon' double and I done maybe a couple. I'm going.
Let's go. Family, and welcome to Stunners Live Radio. The song you just heard was Let's Go by the Ugly Boys. You can follow them on Twitter at UglyENT. I am your host, Kyle, and I also have my co-host in the building, Miss Kimberly Nicole.
What's up, Stunners family?
And as you know, we are just two of the real women with real curves here at Stunners Magazine.
Candid coded models just ain't real.
Only at stunnersmagazine.com, sponsored by Carla B. of EOTMradio.com. stream live to all of the EOTM radio shows at EOTMradio.com.
Tonight on Stunners Mag Live, we will be chatting about the urban model versus the groupie. What is the major differences between an urban model and a groupie? All-Star Weekend, the urban model will be hosting parties and networking while the groupie is trying to trap a baller. During the next hour, we'll be taking calls from our listeners, so please feel free to call into our studio line at 718-664-6543. We'll also be taking questions from our Twitter pages, and those are twitter.com/@SonicMag, twitter.com/@JessKylie, twitter.com/@SheesKimberlyN.
We also have a special guest co-host in the building, Mr. Chris the Comedian. Hi, Chris.
Hey, I'm just so honored to be on here with you two lovely ladies.
Oh, so I'm glad to have you.
Although I have to play devil's advocate and defend the groupies. So.
you're on the groupie side.
I'm going to play devil's advocate and try to defend them.
You gonna defend the group? Okay, I hear you.
Oh my goodness! So, what's your take on the topic? What do you have to say?
Oh man! All right. I think groupies are looking for a one up on girls. Girls like to one up each other, and groupies have a one-up, get to have that one-up story, or they got to do something with a celebrity. That's how I feel. That's why, you know, and it just happens, you know? And guys have a high sex drive. It is nothing, so that kind of plays into the fact, too. Like, y'all don't want it nowhere near attempt as much as we do. That's why we'll almost sleep with anything. So, you know, I feel bad. You know, I feel bad that some of you guys get cast into that. I do feel bad that some of y'all get looked at as groupies instead of as urban models or professionals and somehow do not get the same respect.
Wow.
I'm pretty sure I've yet to hear a model who said they've never had someone that ask them to have sex with them to, like, I guess, further their career or something. I've yet to hear that. So, you know, I do feel for y'all on that.
Okay. What is your definition of an urban model? Because maybe that'll help clarify, you know, with the people listening, what's the difference between a groupie and an urban model?
I think urban models are models who are what, I guess, who wouldn't, I guess, being, I guess, something like a Vogue magazine. But to tell you the truth, not everyone's going to want to date those type of girls. I don't want to date a girl that I can see through. I don't want to, nah, that's not for me. So we have these magazines such as Stunners Mag, I would like to say, I think Black Men's, couple of others out there that feature urban models that have the curves, the hips, stuff like that, for people who do appreciate that stuff, like me. And that's what I think.
So what
but y'all are urban models, so why don't y'all hit me with no lineup?
We just don't want to get some clarification from the man's point of view.
Okay.
Well, I like to say
something. I was just trying to... Okay.
You're trying to get some testosterone on the topic.
Yes.
You're outnumbered right now, so we're just trying to let you go ahead and say what you have to say.
All right. I'm a little bit close?
Somewhat, a little bit. Just a tad bit. But I'm going to ask Carla right now. Do we have any callers on the line?
Yes.
Hi, Superman.
Yes, I am here. And I just listened to Chris the Comedian talk about urban models. I don't know about all that, man. It's a lot more elaborate than that. I know you know, you almost got it, but it was not quite there. Yeah, I love it, though. You know, you almost got it. An urban model is a model who has been passed over by those skinny girl magazines. That's what I call them. Because of the curves and hips. Like he said, he did say that. These are beautiful, gorgeous models that deserve to be in these magazines, but are passed over because these other magazines, like Vogue, you know, they want those paper thin, see through models. That was a good one. I love that one. they've been passed over because that is mainstream. You know, it's like urban model is like the music world version of hip hop.
Yeah.
If you want to think about it in those terms, you know, it's not mainstream, it's underground, but it's banging, it's banging. Let me tell you right now, I love hip hop and I love my urban models. You know, give me them curves any day of the week. You know, just that I put a little extra spin on it. You know, for y'all. How's that?
That's good. You got it.
I got it. Can I get
yes,
it?
You do.
I get it.
You can get it.
You got it. You got it.
Hey, me. Thank you. Thank you.
He told
oh,
you.
Yeah.
I
love
that. On that for you, Chris. Yeah, I like that. I like that. I don't mind.
Right.
I love learning new things.
All
right. Well, let me see. I want to give a big shout out to Miss Kimberly Nicole. Who
Hi.
Was brand new to the team and sounded so beautiful when she was giving the intro. I gave her a little
Hi.
Shout out on Twitter. She know I love her.
Thank
I've been
you.
Talking to this girl for I don't know how long.
I love you too. You know I do.
The love is in the air. Kale, me and you gonna
yeah.
fight.
Why?
You supposed to call me before this show. And I don't know, man.
I talked to you before the show.
I know, but it was all dry. You know, you weren't your usual bubbly self, you know. I need that to drive
I'm
me.
I'm trying to get in the
I
zone. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get in the zone.
You know, I feed off your energy, baby. You know that.
But I was trying to get in the zone. I had my poker face on. I was ready. It was like I was about to go fight.
Poker face on.
What's
oh,
that guy's name? Like, I was about to fight Mayweather.
Energetic
and
faces.
I was just ready.
Okay, I'm sorry. My bad. Oh, man. So, the groupies. Let's talk about groupies. We all know I have some of those. And groupies. A groupie is a different breed of a female. Let me tell you, they are tenacious when they want something. I don't care if it's a magazine spread or an NBA basketball player. When they want it, they're willing to do pretty much anything to get it, especially if it's a cover of a magazine.
Oh, no.
And I tell you, some of the emails that I get, I just shake my damn head at them. I swear to God. It's like, are you serious? Did you seriously just send me that?
Uh-huh.
I mean, I get all of these kind of these. I told y'all I got, you know, last Valentine's Day. I haven't checked my P.O. box yet. But last Valentine's Day, I got panties in the email, in my mail.
Mm-hmm. How you yeah. know they didn't think you were sexy, though?
I think you need to forward some of these emails to me so I can redirect them to my place. That's what you need to do. Yeah, I think I need to forward you some of these naked emails. That's what I need to do, huh? What you
oh,
think?
Yeah.
Naked email.
But no, for real, though, that's just, you know, when they want something, man, they just are willing to do anything. It's unbelievable. And I just sit back and I listen, you know, to them talk, or I read the emails and I look at the pictures and I'm like, you have got to be kidding me. You have got to be kidding me. But it's, you know, they're out there. And, you know, you just got to be ready for them. Got a lot of groupies, I guess. So.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess the groupies have to survive somehow.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Well, groupies have seen other groupies become successful.
Oh, yeah, you know, this is the year. This is like the decade of the groupies. So the groupies are coming up. If you, I mean, they kind of are coming up.
No. Y'all need to blame that on Superhead.
I knew she was going to
He is not lying, because you know what? From the things that I heard, I kind of wish I knew Superhead. Did I just say that out loud? I'm sorry. Oh, my God.
I know, I wish I did. I ain't going to lie.
For a second. I'm sorry, y'all. My bad. I'm back. I swear I'm back. All right. Go ahead.
So why do you feel you want to know Superhead, Chris? I want to be enlightened.
I said I was sorry.
If someone told you this girl was named Superhead and you're a guy, you are automatically going to be curious as
you are.
How great it was.
I want to know more. Please enlighten me. Superhead.
Hey, I'm a different type of person. Because
that is true.
Superhead means that she's an expert in what she does, which means she had to do it to
a
lot of people. And I wouldn't want that on me.
Guys think like that. If they hear that a girl, if they hear that her name is Superhead, they are trying to find out how did she get his name. I know that.
Thank you, Kimberly.
I know a lot of guys.
Yeah. Thank you.
I know some girls, say like, for example, a girl will talk bad about another girl in the street to a dude. The dude will listen, but he's taking this in. He want to know why they say this about her. He's going to go see firsthand why they're saying this about this, that, and the third. He's curious, and he's trying to feed his curiosity, and he's going to do it. It's only, like, I mean, I guess some people feel like no matter what, bad or good publicity, it's just no matter how, I mean, just your name is out there, so it's just getting you out there some more, so everything is good for you as long as your name stays in rotation. That's how some people see it.
I hear you.
Oh, okay. Y'all are quiet on me now.
That's just how it is.
I know guys that will sit there and listen to bad things that people have to say about certain girls, but soon as they leave that crowd, they're trying to find out how to get in touch with her because they want to know why they're saying this, that, and the third about her.
We're like detectives. We have to investigate.
They do.
I have to get to the bottom. Of the truth, and I do mean the bottom.
They do. They have to get down to the bottom of it. They will. They really will.
I think Cat Stacks was like the 2010 Groupie of the Year award.
Oh my God.
She said she got deported.
I think she should. I think she's using her skills to stay in the country.
Okay.
Yeah, but she is. She got her thing. However she got it, she got it, and they continue to deal with her. No matter how bad she put people out there, they did not care. They wanted
to
know firsthand. They wanted to know firsthand why this girl was so popular. And I can't even be mad at her.
At
she
all.
Was
they
be mad.
Her do it.
So I can't even be mad because they went for it. So, hey, that's what she was going for.
I'll tell you this. Now, we're talking about the difference between urban models and groupies. Now, you have some urban models out there that are also groupies.
They are, but you know what? They were groupies before they became urban models. They got into, I feel as though they got into the industry to get closer to the ball players, the rappers, and actors and stuff like that. I feel like offhand, I feel like from the gate, they were groupies from the gate. And it was just easier for them to get into this industry to get closer to those famous people.
Right, I feel you.
That's how I feel.
I feel
they were groupies from the gate.
Yeah, me and one of my photographers were talking about this a little while ago. These girls out here, they're willing to do anything, you know, pretty much anything to get in these magazines, get covers in magazines, and you know,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of them are willing to trade sex for pics.
Sex,
you know,
they are.
You know, I consider them groupies too. All one thing to me. You know, it's, you know, giving up sex for something else, for some kind of come up, whatever the come up is. You know, that's what a groupie means to me. So I just call them mag groupies, magazine groupies.
I guess it's easier for them to just trade sexual favors instead of working hard to get those pictures or covers.
You know why they do that? And I'll tell you from my own experiences. There are models out there, I'm not going to say names, that are getting those covers and getting those magazine spreads because they are doing that kind of stuff. And I hate to say this, maybe this is the wrong word, so if it come off, don't beat me up, all right? It legitimizes them doing that to a certain extent. No, maybe legitimize is the wrong word, but they're getting what they're doing it for.
Okay, all right, I understand.
Really, they are getting what they want.
What are they giving up? Are they, you know, are they giving up? Why give up your soul for that? That's what that's my question. So that's why I said
guess.
Maybe legitimize is the wrong word. You know, maybe I just can't find the right word to use.
You gotta really, sometimes it all depends on how a person feels about sex in general. Because some people might not be that really, might not think that sex is really that personal. And it's easy for them to just give up sex for trade because it's just sex. And all they're going to do is just have a couple of minutes or however long, and then they get
what
they want.
What the hell? Who you been having sex with?
Hey, I don't know, dude.
Oh, my
God. It's a dude fan of sex. I'm saying trade for only lasting that long.
No, wait.
If a dude giving up stuff for sex, I'm pretty sure he ain't going there.
You just told on yourself real bad. Who you been having sex with for 2 minutes? That's terrible.
No, I'm saying, come on now, please.
I'm just playing, baby.
Come on, please. Nobody is, no. I don't see it happening. I don't see it happening for hours. Arrangement like that, that's some old prostitution stuff. That's something that's
in and out. You see how she cleaned it up? I like that. Okay, go ahead.
It is. That's an in and out. That's a trade. You get this, I get that, and we done in and out.
Yeah, but hey, I'm going to say this, because I said this on Twitter in front of everybody. You know what? If you're going to be a hoe, be a hoe. Be honest.
I respect
that more than the female that is underhanded with it.
Yeah.
You know, if you go sleep around for money or favors or things or whatever, you a hoe.
Yeah.
If that's what you're doing it for.
We had an honor code at our high school who came out of our high school who told people she was giving discounts to people she went to school with. That's an honor code.
So that now? Okay, and on that note, we're going
to
land away into a commercial. So just hold that thought while we take a commercial break.
Oh, I forgot about the commercials, man. We was on a roll, wasn't it? Go ahead.
Are you an entrepreneur on the move? EOTM Media Group has become the new voice for you. EOTM has the most outstanding public relations firm that will suit your needs as well as your budget. Thanks to EOTM Radio and staff, EOTM has climbed the ranks, reaching over 1 million listeners worldwide. Not only is EOTM Media Group mutually respected for its amazing quality, but also for their branding and marketing expertise. Everyone in the industry needs PR and marketing, so with that said, if you or someone you know needs PR or marketing solutions, contact Carla Barnes, Head of Marketing and Branding, at 213-290-3573, or visit her website at www.eotmmediagroup.com, or join her blog at www.eotmblog.com. What's that? You're interested in hearing a few live shows? Visit our radio page at www.eotmradio.com. Thanks for your time. This commercial was brought to you by EOTM Radio and Classic City Records.
Welcome back to Son of Mag Radio Live. We are discussing the difference between urban models and groupies. If you want to weigh in on this topic, feel free to call us at 718-664-6543, or you can tweet us as well. And I'm going to ask Carla, do we have any callers on the line at the time?
Hello, Carla. Hello.
Unless you're having technical difficulties, I'm just going to move right along.
Oh, moving on.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, I have a quick question. Okay, do you consider Amber Rose or the girl that Drake dated groupie?
That's the girl that's with Drake, Wiz Khalifa, Kanye, and all. That bitch is a hoe. She's doing the most. She's doing the most.
Did she just call her a bitch?
Well, yeah,
no. I just called her a bitch.
I mean, I like her. I think she's cute and all, but you ain't got to open your legs to every damn body. Like, chill. It's not that serious.
It is not that serious, right. I feel
you. Not to get in no damn music video, it's not.
No.
Oh, man.
Not at all.
Kimberly, who are some of the groupies that you know of? I know you want to name some names.
No.
No?
I know basically the same people you're talking about, but I have some people that I know personally, but I don't want to.
You want to put them on blast?
No.
No? Okay.
No, I'll let them do them. They're not like out there as far as a cat sex or a superhead, but I know what they're doing, but I just let them do them.
Oh my goodness.
And it's their goal is to catch them that millionaire, so I let them do their thing.
Yeah, they're the ones that have to live with themselves, right? I feel you.
Yeah.
Okay, so Kimberly.
Yes.
Have you ever been labeled as a groupie? Like, has someone ever called you a groupie?
Oh, God, no.
No.
You know, some people get it misconstrued. They get it misconstrued.
I have had someone call me a groupie.
Oh, really?
But it was kind of like,
it
was kind of like a hate move, like a hating sub-tweeting type thing, only because we used to date, so that type thing, like, he's just jealous because he don't know nobody.
Oh, okay.
It's just a jealousy type thing because he don't know anybody. And because being that I'm on Twitter and I do have some people in the industry that follow me and we do conversate over Twitter, and he may have seen the tweet, but that doesn't make me a groupie because I conversate with people. If they're following me, that doesn't make me a groupie because I'm not running them down. And most of the time, they would speak to me before I speak to them. And for the most part, half of the ones that are following me followed me before I even knew they was on my list. I just happened to look down my list and see them, and I followed them back. So that doesn't make me a groupie. They're just, they just appreciate the way I look. So they
I appreciate the way you look.
OMG, finally you're a groupie.
So yeah, I have been called that before, just off of hate and type stuff. But for the most part, on Twitter and everywhere else, Facebook and stuff, people normally like me because I'm a genuine person. I don't really put myself out there like a groupie because I have my own everything. And I don't ask anybody for anything. And even the guys that I do know in the industry that I may have hung out with just on a friendship type thing, never ask them for anything and will never call and ask for anything because if I want it, I'll get my own. On my own.
All right, we have a caller.
Okay.
And I think it's Q.
Good evening. Big homie, what's going on?
Is it Q of Q's Flavors Magazine? Is it that Q?
Yes, that's this Q.
Q's Flavors Magazine, full support with Stella's Magazine, baby.
Yes, of course, always. I seen a radio show because of Kimberly's tweet. So,
yeah.
So,
yeah.
Right.
I guess,
hi.
Hopefully you don't label me a groupie because of that. But
no, I don't. I don't label you. I love you a true supporter.
Kimberly has a groupie.
I had people support me, and they're my friends.
No, I'm a Kimberly Nicole groupie.
You was a
I maybe I'll turn into one soon enough when I see her pictures for the magazine.
I got pictures on my computer, Kimberly, that will blow your mind up.
I can show you pictures that don't even go in the magazine that are straight camera phone pictures there. You love me.
She be killing me with her BBM pictures. You be killing me with your BBM pictures sometimes.
I don't need that. Solomon, you better tell him. I don't need Photoshop.
No Photoshop, baby.
Yeah, but
Nicole, no Photoshop.
Yeah, I caught my attention with this topic because it's been coming up a lot lately. The whole groupie thing and urban model, I think most people just automatically label every urban model as a groupie, and I think that's totally wrong. Earlier, I was listening, and I have to disagree with y'all a lot because y'all was saying, like, wait, let me just put a disclaimer. My opinion solely reflects of Q and not Q's Flavors Entertainment. All the models that work for me. But I don't think that people should be labeled hoes because of certain things that they do, quote unquote, a sexual favor for this or that. Everybody's situation is different. As a manager, you wouldn't believe how many people I meet a day who come to me with horror stories about certain magazine owners and casting directors and people who, for years, they haven't gotten a chance. Like, I've met models this week alone, about five of them. They've been modeling for 5 years and never been in a magazine. Yet they've submitted to everyone. They've shot it with the quote-unquote photographers of these magazines. And because they have not gave a little booty up, they didn't have a chance. So it's kind of like, for some people, not justifying it, but for some people, it's like a last-minute result. And then you can't blame those people. Like, when you want something bad enough, you do what's necessary.
Well, yeah, that's true. I, for one, will say that I don't blame them. I understand that if it's something that you want really bad, if it's something that they really die hard just want, that's their business to get it however they feel how to get it. I'm coming from, when I got out of high school, I was dancing in the strip clubs. So I understand how some people hustle, how people use certain things that they have, that they might not have one thing, but they got this to get by. So I understand that. I don't necessarily call people hoes. I don't do that because I know some people who get down. Some of the girls I know, they get down, and I don't judge them. I kick it with them, we talk, and we leave. I do my thing, they do their thing. I don't really look at them different because I understand that I might not have to, but they may feel like they have to. So
And every magazine is not Stunners magazine, where or Q's Flavors magazine, where we give that variety of models that opportunity to, if we're just basing it off looks, that chance. But let's be realistic. Most, and me, even as a casting director, because I work as a casting director for different people, and they'll come to me and just say, listen, don't bring black girls or don't bring a girl after a certain color. Bring me straight Spanish people. And, I mean, that's just being realistic. You know, and for those girls, it happens a lot. So, and trust me, again, as a manager, I have plenty of models who come to me now. I mean, now people are being honest, and I appreciate that instead of wasting my time. I've had girls say, listen, I don't really want a model. I just want to meet, you know, Waka Flocka. I want to do a woman.
Can I call right now and say, damn, that was just
like a plain example, right? I mean, like you were somebody seriously say they want to meet Waka Flocka.
Right, but there's a total difference. They don't want a model for success. They want, like, for example, there's plenty of strippers.
You can meet Waka Flocka anywhere. I mean, he followed me on Twitter, but I mean, he was, never mind. I didn't want to say it because I do, you know, I'm cool, Waka Flocka. I don't want to say it like that, but you know, hey.
Oh, there's nothing wrong with him, but aim a little bit higher.
I work with his people, so I understand, but I mean, at the same time, like I said, I mean, it's just. There's such a big difference between a groupie and an urban model. The groupie is obviously somebody who sorts after celebrities. I mean, I know, I'm not even going to say no names, but I know girls who will mess with promoters just to get in VIP to get next to celebrities. So,
oh, I know a couple of myself. Atlanta is like, Atlanta is the city for all of that. That is it.
You ready for my question?
Who?
Kimberly.
Go ahead.
Have you ever dated an athlete or a celebrity personality? And if you did, do you feel like you would label a celebrity, I mean a groupie, for doing so?
No, I would say this. I don't label myself as a groupie because I'm not. But I have dated.
You don't have to say no name.
I ain't gonna say no name. I have dated someone who was in the NFL and someone in the industry, you know, on a serious
athlete, rapper, what?
No, I'm saying I dated a football player in the NFL, I dated someone in the industry, but those relationships were pretty serious. So,
does a magazine own account as someone in the industry?
Yeah.
No, it was actual.
I'm not saying for your situation. I'm just saying.
Oh, okay.
Because as models,
I would think that would count because that's part of it's part of our industry. So in so many ways, yeah, that's another step up. Because if you're dating someone who's over a magazine, that's like a big step for you. Because I'm trust to believe he's gonna put you in that magazine. So yeah, that's a step up for you.
But see, that's the reason I'm going to say this next statement. Now, if you've already been in the magazine, is it considered being a groupie? You've already been in the magazine. Can it be just a nice thing that, you know, a relationship, or is it still considered being a groupie because you're dating the magazine?
Me personally, I think a groupie has an intent, like they have a motive. if you just happen to meet somebody and they just happen to be in the industry or just happen to be this famous person and y'all click, y'all developing a relationship, then no, you're not a groupie. But if you're like, I'm going to go get Solomon and Carter so I can cover his knowledge,
like,
that's a groupie. That's the intent. That's the motive.
They are like parasites. They come to clean, like, to find someone to leech on.
If it's already been in the magazine, then it's, you know.
That's kind of different.
That's just a coincidence.
It's not that, like, if you find true love, if you really care about each other, then all that doesn't matter. Forget the groupie and all the other stuff. If y'all really genuinely care for each other, then that doesn't matter.
And
I want to also say that the NFL player that I did date, I was with him in college. So it stemmed from college on out. So I was with him before he had anything.
The same NFL player I did.
He didn't have anything.
That's what it was with me, too. He didn't have anything.
But you want to know what I think is so bad. I think that whenever.
Y'all knew he was going to be something.
Whenever I think of
a model.
I knew
I was going to be something, so he was on me because he knew I was going to be something. So two people.
Q has the floor now. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. That's fine. y'all are mad. Whenever
two people with high hopes got together. So, hey.
Whenever I think of models dating people, I think it's bad because let's say, for example, when a model and somebody who owns a magazine or just anybody above another model status, it's bad because whenever a model, an urban model, dates somebody, they automatically get labeled as groupie, even if they're not dating, even if it's like a physical situation, which I think is bad because if you look at a high fashion model, John Legend, you know, him and Neo are like notorious model leaders, and it's like when they date somebody, it's automatically praise. Like, yeah, but you notice once an urban model do it, it's like, look at that groupie. And I think it's bad, especially when it's just two people who are, it's not even like the person is not a groupie, that she just, even if you don't really like them, if it's just a chemistry thing, I think it's bad.
Mm-hmm.
Because now it makes the models not want to get in a situation because they don't want to get labeled as groupie, or they don't want to say, because you're dating him, you're trying to better your career. I mean, because personally, if a model wants to date me, I definitely wouldn't call you a groupie or anything like that. I'm all for it. So, you know, if you can want, you can hit me on Twitter.
Of course you are.
You know.
Oh, my God. You're so silly.
You have plenty of ways to contact me.
but they automatically label us groupies if we date anyone of stature. Because
nine times out of ten, they chasing us.
Yes. Oh my God. Yes.
Nine times out of ten, they're chasing us. But if I was one of them people that put somebody on blast, I would just pull up my DMs because it's ridiculous.
I've seen your DMs.
messages are on fire. They're seriously on fire. And I don't say anything because that's my business. And if someone comes to me, because I'm not the type of person to blast you just because you might think I'm attractive and you want to talk to me, that's between you and I. So I don't blast that. But I feel like, why do we have to be the groupies when they come at us? Because for the most part, mostly guys come at me because I really normally don't come at guys like that. I usually do the old-fashioned, you come at me type thing, but it's just a double standard. We get labeled as groupies when we're not the one doing the chasing.
Kimberly,
single now?
Kimberly, you owe me a neck bone dinner, by the way. So you brought
Do I really?
Yeah.
Well, I will cook you some neck bones.
That's what I'm talking about, baby.
That's a Sunday dinner. But, you know, I said I don't really cook them, but maybe once or twice a year. And I don't eat them like that. I just cook them for everyone else.
So yeah.
I can cook you some and send them to you on some groupie stuff, you know.
No,
on a groupie level. Look, a group of them, I can cook your neck bones and send them to your P.O. box. No, I'm just playing.
Oh, man. To the neck bones, but we're going to hold that thought on the neck bones and go to another commercial, and then we'll be right back.
All right.
Get high. Get high. Get high. Get high. Hype Magazine, a magazine that gives you all kinds of flavor for your entertainment needs. You can purchase Hype Magazine in all major stores, as well as getting it digitally at www.gethypeonline.com. Get your ad in Hype Magazine now and subscribe by calling 1-301-579-HYPE. That's 1-301-579-HYPE-4973. This is brought to you by EOTM Radio and Media.
Welcome back. So far, we've been getting a lot of feedback on today's topic of urban models versus groupies. And if you want to weigh in on the topic, share your opinion, you can call in at 718-664-6543. Now, I want to know, where is Chris? Is Chris still on the air? Where's Chris?
Where's
Chris?
Did he go?
Chris
must be gone. Well, that sucks. Okay. Well, that's not nice.
Am I still on?
Is Q still on?
I'm still on.
Q's
I'm
there.
So, what do you think are some common misconceptions of an urban model?
That they're dumb?
Yeah, I hate that. That's the one that pisses me off the most.
I have a degree. I have a couple models where actually PhDs and masters. So.
Yes. Just, wow.
Yeah, so the dumb category isn't there. That, you know, also once they do a music video, that their career is over. Or, you know, there's plenty of misconceptions. I mean, hood rats, hood holes. Those
oh, God,
are the biggest.
What's a hood hole?
The hood holes are like the wannabe models, the ones that'll mess with, not even the big name rappers. The rappers, the ones that's in the hood doing bootleg cell phone videos and those kind of
the uncut stuff video.
No, it's not even a matter of being uncut. It's unprofessional videos. That's what they are.
I haven't heard of that. Oh, I guess I didn't make that category.
You learn something new every day.
So, yes.
And another one is that all of us, most well, they assume that most of us have fake body parts, so
I hate that one too.
Nobody believes that any model is real.
Kimberly Nicole, you guys, all real. Trust me.
Right. I think most people who say that are jealous and they don't have bodies.
Most people that say that are jealous and don't have bodies.
Right, like most people, like most of the girls, like, because I sit back and watch and they go, oh, her butt's fake, her breasts are fake. And it's usually because theirs are not that big.
Well,
yeah.
I had a magazine editor tell me he wasn't going to put me in his magazine because he thought my butt was fake and he thought that I was lying about it.
I think that he just wanted to.
He wanted to see if it was real.
He wanted to test it out.
Yeah. I mean, he did.
Wait,
yes,
what?
You
mean he did want to, or he did test it out?
No, he didn't test it out.
Hell no, he didn't test it out.
No, I'm saying he really did want to. That's why he said that.
Once he said that, and me knowing that my butt is not fake, I didn't even want to be in his magazine anymore.
Personally, if it don't look fake, what's the big deal? Like, I think, for example, I don't understand how Pebbles, I didn't even say her name.
She's in the magazine.
I didn't mean to say her name, but Pebbles.
Pebbles.
Have you seen her old picture before the butt, like the butt implant?
Oh, my God, yes. Oh, my God, yes.
She has two dead bodies implanted in her. That's just not even, after a certain point, it's not even sexy. Like, most of us have still hit it, but it's still like, it's still.
In the DMV, too, whatever her name is.
I know her name. Yeah.
That ain't even right.
Well, they need to cut it out.
I don't give a damn.
And it's just horrible. Like, now all of us are just being labeled as being fake. Fake everything. And I'm from Georgia, from the country.
Oh, yes, Lord.
I don't know. I don't understand where a lot of these people come from, but where I'm from, I see big booties, thighs, big breasts, hips, and all that every day. Going to the grocery store,
Love Atlanta, boy. You got to love Atlanta.
Yeah, I go to the grocery store. I'm in the grocery store. I see people in Atlanta. Trust me. That's why I don't come to Atlanta because I wouldn't impregnate half the state. I don't understand how the gods could be gay there. It's just a big booty. It's no big deal. Everybody down here in Georgia, we know what big booties look like. We've seen it. I mean, we grew up around your grandmama with a big booty. So it's just that, I mean, some people have ran crazy with the big, big fake body parts, and so it's kind of making the natural girls be doubted,
but that's something I didn't understand, too. Why is it so okay for people to get fake breasts but not fake butts? Because white people, they get it like it's nothing. Now,
and they would accept them. They would show them.
Right. They like
to
praise them. They praise them. I think urban people, I don't want to say black people, urban people hate on each other so much.
We do. It's us. It is the urban community. It really is. But it's just, I know I've seen some now. I know I've seen some, enhanced booties. And it's been some I've seen that look really nice. And I'm like, girl, I want to be like, girl, you did a good job. Then it's some that I've seen that I know that people are looking like this is not a part of your body. When you're like 115 pounds and your booty is like half of that, that's ridiculous. Like, I've actually seen someone that was like, they were so little. They was a stick figure with this big old booty hanging out, and you can actually see where the implant or whatever it is, where it's at. You can see it. And that just looks so odd to me. Like, that was so scary. It just looked scary.
Yeah.
I just say, if you're going to do it right, do it. Go to the doctors, do it the right way. Don't put yourself in the right way. There's too many people out here dying to get a big butt. They're killing themselves. So I'd rather you do it the right
way. What's going on in the background over there? Who is that?
I have no idea.
Oh, that might be me.
I blame you.
Time to put some kids to bed.
The kids are asleep. Don't call me out.
I am in my room alone.
But anyway, I'm just going to shout out Eric and Tammy and Sweet Tea because they're on the phone listening. I guess they're scared. They don't want to talk, but they're listening. So I'm just going to say hi to those people.
Well, chime with me. Hi.
I'm going to say hi to Tawanda from ETOM. EOTM, my bad. Said hello. She says hi. Hi, Tawanda.
I ain't talking nobody's kid talk.
The chat room is popping. Me and Kimberly are in the chat room.
We are in the chat room.
Yes, Kevin is in there. Anthony, Dale from Island Hip Hop. But just hold on 1 second, because Carla B has something she would like to say.
No, I just wanted to comment. I'm actually sitting here running the switchboard with one of my co-hosts, Sweet Tea, and just wanted to say, great show, interesting topic. It is definitely something different, and you guys over at Sunnis Magazine, just know that you are the only men's magazine on the internet with their own radio show, so kudos to you guys, and keep doing your thing.
Yay!
Woop, woop. Great show, you guys. That's all I had.
Oh, my gosh. This is woop, woop. Oh, wow.
I had to do it.
You know, when people tweet me that, I imagine hearing it out loud, and that's the first time I've heard it out loud. So thank you for that.
There you go. You got it, bro. I find myself being the one magazine owner that doesn't take himself too seriously. Only when I have to.
No, definitely.
I like for people to have fun with me and joke with me and laugh with me. I like to have a good time. That's the kind of person I am. But I do know how to get serious when I need to. And a couple of you on the phone right now know that side of me. So this is my chance to kind of let my hair down and just have a little fun. So
I've never seen you serious, so I don't know. I've never heard you serious around me.
You haven't seen him serious.
Not around me. Not like that. Right. We usually just laugh and joke and stuff.
Right.
So,
do I bring out the sunshine in you?
Yes, you do, honey. Yes, you do.
Oh, good room. Tommy or Boo?
Let me stop. Let me just put it out that me and Kim have had our share of DMs as well, so we will leave it at that.
Harry, but it wasn't really anything like.
Yeah.
Nothing serious, though. It wasn't really serious, just debate. But nothing.
Yeah,
you know, we debate every now and then. You know, you be wrong sometimes.
Oh! Why I gotta be wrong?
Because, you know, I'm always right.
Aww.
Yes, you are, honey. Yes, you are.
You know, I'm small, so I'm always right. Yeah.
It's time to say goodbye.
Yes, you are, honey.
It's time for us to say goodbye.
Is it really? Done.
Yes.
It's
time
really
when you had a fun.
I want to say thank you, y'all.
I want to say thank you to Q for calling in. We appreciate it.
Yes,
you called
thank
in to
you.
Every show. Like, we love you.
That's right. That's right.
I just want to say that for the
you
record.
You need to
I'm
be
on.
Our other co-host.
We have you in next week or something. We have you on.
Well, I just want to say for the record, I will always support Stunners Magazine, and I appreciate the support that he has given Q's Flavors Entertainment. And, you know, y'all, not only just him, but anything that he does with his other models, you know, he has my support. So
thank
I appreciate
you,
him. No problem, man. Shout out to all of my models, 50 million models of Q's Flavor Model Management. So, and stay tuned for Q's Flavors Management.
Okay, that's what's up. So now I have to take it and I'm going to end the show. But before we do that, I'm just going to say shout out to Dana Dion and TC for listening. And I just want to say this has been another great show with you all. Thank you for tuning in, calling, and tweeting. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at SunnisMag, at Jeff Calais, and at She's Kimberly N. And it goes without saying, log on to www.sunnismag.com to order your issue today.
Yes.
And if you have something you want to discuss next Tuesday at 11 p.m. on the air with us, tweet us your suggestions. And if you want
if
us
you
to advertise.
Years old, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Huh?
If you say love, peace, and soul, I don't know what I'm going to do with myself.
Oh, no, honey, I'm not going to say that, but, you know, all that there. And if you want us to advertise for you during the show, you have to let us know, a tweet, an email, you know, Facebook message, we're on all of that. And until
or advertise in the magazine. Hit me up.
Yes. Hit up Solomon at Sunnis Mag on
hit
Twitter.
Hit him up.
And we now will leave you with the song from DMV's own Booyang LaTroy and Team Jomo Cult Certified. Thank you for listening. Mwah.
Bye.
My one and only certified dime piece. Arms always round my wrist like a timepiece. Everywhere I go, she be glistening. And every time I talk, she be listening. She like good food with the perfect recipe. I gotta thank God, cause he keep on blessing me. I'm always in the club, macking off my mango. But now I don't wanna be single. I keep her cell tick like it's Boston, cause I'm the spouse shagged her, Austin. And I'm about her and she about me. Plus I throw the pole like a nigga jousting. She hard working on the job, a freak in the bed. Give her that knockout D, I weaken her legs. She betting on the spread in the lines of the points. The bullshit sheds, we bring the lines to a point. I pull them like a joint, a hamstring. Yeah, I do it, shorty. I do the damn thing. Team Jomo on the headlines. And I lay it down like it's bedtime. And I won't forget to tuck you in. Navy SEALs with her swag. She going in.
Swag on the Jomo.